This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, located in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Good evening, and welcome to this second hour of Intermountain Classics on your community radio station, KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. During this hour, I present to you a special Halloween spooky and scary broadcast, a collection of classical music gems that are sure to bring chilling and thrilling memories of the Halloween holiday. Here is the first track from the soundtrack of the film Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, directed by Tim Burton. It's an adaptation of Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler's 1979 musical, the story being based on a legendary serial killer who cuts the throat of his customers and makes meat pies out of their corpses with the help of Mrs. Lovett, his partner in crime, who then sells the pies in her shop. The action takes place in the London of the Victorian era. The image of brooding winged ghouls wreaking havoc on a mountain village under cover of night has terrified generations of young children in Walt Disney's Fantasia. Inspired by Russian legend, Mussorgsky's tone poem depicts the dark ritual of a witch's Sabbath. Sadly, it was never performed in his lifetime, but the arrangement by his friend Rimsky-Korsakov has become a concert blockbuster. The vampires in tabloids and teen novels today have nothing on the 19th century European variety. The creatures of the night enjoyed a brief vampire craze in theater and opera of the early 1800s, well before Bram Stoker's Dracula emerged on the scene. Heinrich August Marschner's grand opera, Der Vampir, is based on a fragment of a novel by Byron, which was completed by the poet's doctor. Lord Ruthven, Earl of Marsden, a newly created vampire, has asked the vampire master for another year on earth before being dragged into hell for eternity. This he is granted, provided he can sacrifice three young ladies by the following midnight. Marschner's sinister chromatic writing and chorus of witches and hobgoblins is enough to put Twilight to shame.
Thank you.
Saint-Saëns' creepy 1874 tone poem is a Halloween classic, depicting the revelry of the Grim Reaper at midnight every year at this time. With his cursed fiddle, Death summons the dead from their graves to kick up their heels until dawn. In this vintage Disney animation, listen out for the xylophone sound of rattling bones.
Thank you.
Even without Hitchcock's horrific shower scene burned into our retinas, Bernard Herrmann's mass string dissonances in his score for the 1960 film Psycho instantly create an atmosphere of fear and disturbance. In the final movement of Symphonie Fantastique, described by Berlioz as a diabolical orgy, a lovelorn artist who has attempted suicide by opium poisoning, but not with a lethal dose as intended, has a tripped-out vision of witches, sorcerers, and monsters assembled at his funeral.
Thank you.
You're listening to Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and at kkrn.org on the web. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening tonight. You're listening to Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and at kkrn.org on the web. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening tonight. During tonight's Intermountain Classics broadcast, we heard music recently performed at North State Symphony's November 2016 concerts in both Reading and Chico. Featured was the Trumpet Concerto by Johann Hummel, Rossini's Overture from the comic opera The Barber of Seville, Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, The Italian, and a new work by contemporary composer Michael Dougherty called Strut. We also heard some very spooky and scary Halloween music, sure to remind us of all those chilling and thrilling Halloween evenings of years past. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, located in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics and KKRN. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Reading, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Good evening and good music.
Thank you.